Welcome to C3 San Diego. Need something fresh, real, and powerful in your life? Connect with us on social media, get live stream service notifications, podcasts, and up-to-date information on upcoming events. We are so glad you're joining us for a powerful, life-transforming message from one of our C3 San Diego pastors. We would love to hear about how God is impacting your life through this ministry. Please share your experience with us at info@c3sandiego.com. If you'd like to be a part of what C3 Church is doing in the city of San Diego and beyond, you can contribute financially by going to c3give.com and choosing the giving option that works best for you. We hope you enjoy this message.
Man, I feel like there's some stuff about to happen tonight. Stuff has to happen at church for it to be exciting. I'm just so proud of Central Campus. I'm having like a proud dad moment today. In case you're new, my wife and I are the campus pastors for Central Campus. We have Pastor Jurgen and Leanne, which you saw in the video. They're the senior pastors for all of our campuses. And then we have service leaders for all the different services. And so you'll see a lot of people on stage. And we have so many legendary people here. It's like anybody could probably just go plant a church. But we're glad that they're staying here. But I'm just so proud of C3 San Diego, and specifically Central Campus. I love our pastors. I love all of you. And today, you know, just sitting in service, I didn't really have an assignment this morning, so I just got to sit there and worship. And our worship team is just at a whole new level, like incredible. And our church, our volunteers, we have so many amazing volunteers, so many amazing people, so many amazing families, so many amazing kids. And I just feel like proud of you. And so I just wanted to thank you for making this church awesome. I've been here for 12 years. I'm just as excited today as I was the first day that I stepped in. And God is good. So why don't you give yourselves a hand. Turn to your neighbor and tell them they're awesome before you take your seat. I'm so glad I love the church that I'm employed by. It sounds funny, but some people don't go to the church that they're employed by, which is just strange. It's not how we do things at C3. We do life together. We do family together. Today we had the most junior hires we've ever had in service. They just got back from summer camp, getting all crazy. So good. Everything's just so good. Pastor Jurgen was talking about this morning celebrating, that Christians should celebrate, that Christians for too long have had like stink face, like I'm a Christian, you know, like, but we should celebrate. We should have fun and do life, and it's going to be good. I'm going to have the band stay up. I'm sorry, the worship team stay up. Because you never know what could happen tonight. Usually I know exactly what's going to happen. Tonight I'm not really sure what's going to happen. But there's one thing I do know, that heaven is going to invade this place tonight. So get ready. If you've never been to a 5 p.m. service, this is kind of the service where we just kind of let the Holy Spirit do what he wants to do. And we're going to pray for people tonight. We're going to believe God tonight for healings, for miracles, for power of God just to touch your life. And I feel like the 5 p.m. service, Central Campus, there's nothing like this service. There's nothing like the people in this service. There's nothing like the people online even at this service. You guys are even awesome, even though you're not here, but God can touch you where you are. I just love church. Psalms 26:8, I'm going to just get into it. This is David speaking. He says, Lord, I have loved the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. The house of God is a place that we should love. We should love this house. We should love this house because it's the place where God dwells. It's a place where God's glory can be seen. It's a place where we intentionally go to collide with heaven. That's the house of God. I love this verse in Genesis 28:17. I shared it a few weeks ago in the morning service. I can't get it out of my brain. It's Jacob, and he says, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. The house of God is meant to be a gate of heaven. It's meant to be an entry point into the supernatural. It's meant to be a gate. A gate is an entry point. A gate is usually put around something that is very important, something that has high value, something that is precious, often something that's powerful. You'll find a gate around a nice, valuable house with valuables in it to protect that. And there's an entry point into that. You'll find a gate around power plants to protect people from power. The gate of heaven, the house of God, is an entry point into power. It's an entry point into heaven. The title of my message tonight is Powerhouse. Because I believe at C3 San Diego that we are creating and have created a powerhouse, a place for the power of God to dwell. How awesome is this place? It's none other than the house of God. And it is a gate of heaven. So often churches don't experience the presence and the power of God because they don't see it as a gate. They see it as an information disseminator. I used to go to one of those churches. It's not a powerhouse, it's an information house. This is a powerhouse. This is a powerhouse. We have to have a powerhouse. And we don't take this house, we don't take it lightly here. We honor this house because this is God's house. That's why there's a gate. But it's an entry point into heaven. We have to have power in our church. 1 Corinthians 2:4, this is Paul speaking. It says, "And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power." We can't be an information house. We have to be a powerhouse. Even Paul said, "I can't convince people sometimes with, you know, my speech. I'm not a wordsmith. I preach, but I demonstrated the power." Jesus said, "If you don't believe God is in me, believe in the works that I do, that God is in me." We can't just have church. We are committed to demonstrate God, demonstrate his power. Tonight you're going to see a demonstration of his power. You've already seen a couple of demonstrations where people are giving words to different people. That's God in heaven speaking through somebody right here. Isn't that amazing that when we get into this place, it's a gate of heaven and heaven can invade? God wants to collide with each and every life in here tonight. It's not an information house. In fact, Paul warns us not to become an information house. Listen to this. 2 Timothy 3:1-6. It says, "But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come." We are in the last days, by the way. That doesn't mean it's coming up soon. It just means we're in the last days. We've been in the last days for a couple thousand years. And we're not a church that believes just because end times are coming at some point that we should shrink back. And that we should just buy baked beans and build a basement, get some water jugs, just in case the Antichrist comes. We're not that kind of church. It's interesting, the Bible says that the Antichrist won't come, or the end won't come, until the gospel is preached around the whole earth. To me, that means the church is advancing. The church has to advance before the end will come. But people get so scared of the Antichrist, demons and witches and warlocks, so they buy baked beans. It says, "For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents." Hello. I know we're in the last days. I got 3 kids. "Unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people, turn away." Man, I don't understand how people can read the Bible and say, the power of God is just for the Bible. It was, you know, it died in the Bible. The power of God is for today. It's for today. This is the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. This is a place of power because God is power. Jesus said, "You will see me sitting at the right hand of the power." God doesn't have power. He doesn't need to work out to get power. He doesn't need to inject something to get power. He is power. He is power. And if this is a place of power, then we should see lives not just altered, but transformed. We should see eternities completely redefined. We should see broken hearts mended. We should see demons destroyed, diseases terminated, bodies healed. People are regularly touching heaven. It should be a place where every single week we travel into the supernatural realm and we see heaven invade earth. This is none other than the house of God, and it is a powerhouse. You are a powerhouse. We can't change our city without power. The devil's not afraid of an information house. The devil's afraid of a powerhouse. Definition of a powerhouse is a power-generating station or a person that exerts a large amount of power, both of which happens here. We are a power-generating station, and you are a powerhouse that exerts large amounts of power. And if you're not, you're going to be after tonight. It's a powerhouse. God is power. If you look in the Bible, you watch the life of Jesus, you'll see that everywhere Jesus went, power flowed. And Jesus was perfect theology. He was a perfect representation of God. So wherever God is, wherever Jesus is, there is power. Acts 10:38 said, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Let me just tell you, if you're sick tonight, God didn't give you that sickness. God came to heal sicknesses, not give sicknesses, not give pain, not create pain. He can work all things out for good, but he didn't give it to you. He came to heal it. He came to set you free. He came to heal all. So wherever Jesus goes, power flows. I love the story. It's found in Mark and also in Luke, where you guys know the story where there's a paralytic man, and he has four friends with some faith. And so the four friends take the paralytic man and they go to this house. They go to this house and there's no room in the house. And so they go to the roof and they make a hole in the roof and then they lower their friend down. Then the paralytic friend, Jesus, says, "Rise up, take your bed and walk." And then he forgives his sins. You remember that story? I love that story because the Bible says in Mark 2 verses 1, it says, "And again, Jesus entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house." When Jesus is in the house, people will start to hear about it. When Jesus isn't allowed in the house, people won't hear about it. When Jesus is in the house, people will start to hear about it. We get people calling us all the time, and they heard that Jesus was in this house. They might have come from an information house, but they heard that Jesus was in this house. And this is a powerhouse. In Luke 5, 17, it says, "Now it happened on a certain day," everybody say certain day, "as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them." When Jesus is in the house, people will hear about it, and they'll come from everywhere to see what's going on. It's interesting, though, in this story, that the people that came were Pharisees and teachers of the law. Only one person got healed, and he wasn't originally there. His friends had to break in. But the power of the Lord was there to heal all of them. But only one person got healed. Because the teachers and the Pharisees were sitting back going, "I don't know about this church. I don't know about the whole power thing. Isn't this the prosperity church? I don't know. Sometimes people fall over at that church when they get prayer. I don't know if that's really God. Why don't you find out?" So the people that were just watching, they weren't expecting anything. They didn't have any faith. They were just there to see and critique and try to get Jesus in trouble. That's why none of them got healed. Even though the power of God was there to heal them, they didn't get healed because they were just critiquing. I want to give you permission today to let go. Let go of your religious ways. Let go of the way you were taught up and brought up. And let God flow into your life. Let the power flow. The power of God is here to heal you. Every one of you. All you got to do is say, "God, heal me," because he's already paid the price. He's already died on the cross for your healing. And it happened on a certain day. It wasn't a special day. It was just a certain day. But wherever Jesus goes, becomes a special day, becomes a historic day. He's here right now. The power of God is here right now. I'm so glad I no longer go to an information house. because I feel so bad for those that do, that have never experienced power, those that have to live with their demons, those that have to live in fear, depression, anxiety, their sicknesses, their diseases, their pain. I talk to people and you know, they've been struggling with something for, you know, 20, 30 years, and they thought it was just how they were made, how they were born, and then they get set free and they feel this freedom. And I think, how sad. How sad that they've had to live like that their whole life because they went to an information house. They didn't go to a powerhouse. That was me. That was me 13, 12 years ago. Before I came to this house, I was going to an information house. The problem when you go to an information house, if you get sick, there's no answers. The only answer you have is when you go to the doctor and they want to give you medicine or chemotherapy or whatever. That's the only answer that you have when you go to an information house. But when you come to a powerhouse, there's a new authority in town. There's somebody else. There's a new answer. It's called Jesus Christ. It's called the power of God. That's why we have to build a powerhouse, so you don't have to live with your demons or your sickness. That's who we are at C3, and that's who you are. That's who you are called to be. You are called to be a person that exerts massive amounts of power. But there was a time that I got sick, and I was going to an information house. I sat in front of a doctor, and they told me that, they asked me if I had a will, my wife and I, because my kidneys were failing. After I got out of the over the anger of wanting to punch the doctor in the face, I thought to myself, I don't really have an answer over here. But I had heard that Jesus was in this house. I had a friend that went to this house, Matt Hubbard. Everybody needs a friend like Matt Hubbard. So I called Matt. I said, Matt, I've been talking to my friends and people around me, and they said, my thoughts are with you, brother. I'll pray for you, brother. But none of them ever prayed for me there. They just said, I'll pray for you. And they said, my thoughts are with you, and I don't need your thoughts. You can keep your powerless thoughts. I need someone who knows how to pray. I need someone who knows that Jesus Christ is a healer. When you go to an information house, there are no answers. But when you go to a powerhouse, there's answers. There's people that can pray with authority. There's people that know how to bind devils, that know how to release power. And so I said, Matt, I heard that Jesus is in that house. And I said, do you think Pastor Jurgen would come and pray for me? And he said, he probably would, but he's out of town. But there's another guy, Mark Peterson. They just got into town, but he knows how to pray with power. He grew up in a powerhouse. And so he became a powerhouse. And so he walked into the hospital room. I had lost 20 pounds in 3 days. My kidneys were failing. Doctors didn't know what was wrong with me. They were going to do a biopsy the next morning to find out why I was 30 years old and totally healthy, why my kidneys were failing. And so Mark Peterson walked into my hospital room, and he prayed a prayer like I had never heard before. The kind of prayers that don't happen at information houses. He prayed this prayer with such authority and such power. There was something different about what he said and what he prayed. He started to prophesy over me. There was a presence that entered the room that I'd never experienced before, that I never felt before. Everybody in the room was crying. We knew something had shifted. My heart was beating out of my chest. When he left the hospital room, I knew something had shifted. And so we had the doctors, before the biopsy, do another blood test on me. And they found the next morning that my numbers that were going up every single day in the hospital had drastically dropped. And they said, okay, well, maybe we won't do the biopsy. We don't know why, what just happened, but maybe we won't do the biopsy. And so the next day they took another blood test and they saw that my numbers had plummeted again down to normal. And then so they didn't know what happened, but the next day they released me out of the hospital completely healed. And I've never had a problem with my kidneys again. That's been 12 years. It was all because Pastor Jurgen and Leanne decided to create a powerhouse. And because Mark Peterson realized he was his own power generating station, and he released an exorbitant amount of power into my body, and my kidneys got healed. They had no choice because God was in the house. So I got out of the hospital. From that day, I've been on a quest. I've been on a quest to search out power. I feel like my assignment. I'm not going to let C3 San Diego become an information house. And I know Pastor Jurgen and Leanne are never going to let this place become an information house. It's always going to be a place of power. It's always going to be a place where you can bring your friends and your family, and they can receive legitimate healing, legitimate freedom from demonic oppression. Since that time, I've seen hundreds of miracles. Very first time I prayed for a woman with breast cancer, my wife and I went. She didn't believe she could be healed. We went in there, and she'd just been to the doctor, and she was going to get another test in a week just to see how things were going, but they said that she had breast cancer all over one of her breasts, and so we went there, and she didn't even believe she could be healed, but we prayed. This was right after I started to realize that there was power in the church. You don't have to be a Christian for 30 years to operate in power. As soon as you receive, you can give. So we prayed for her, and my wife and I were just so excited. That was on a Sunday. We prayed every night. God, thank you for healing her. Heal, you know, cancer. We cursed cancer. That Friday, she called us, and she couldn't believe it. She said, the doctors tested. They can't find an ounce of cancer in my breast, in my body, anywhere. She said, they don't know what happened. They've never seen this before. Let me tell you what happened. Power was released. Jesus was in the house, and she got healed. That's what happened. That's what happened. The doctors they didn't have an answer, but Jesus always has an answer. I've seen skin cancer, bone cancer, scoliosis. Scoliosis, in a moment, riddled for 20 years, in a moment healed. People come off life support, out of comas. Women not able to conceive, conceive. People that are oppressed by devils, in pain for years. Just in the last year, there was a woman that was in pain for 12 years from a car accident. And in a 20-second prayer, the pain left. Just like that. Because this is a powerhouse. It's amazing. And the power of God is for everybody. It's not just for pastors or leaders or evangelists or whoever. It's for everybody. Luke 24, 46 to 49 says, then he said to them, thus it is written, this is Jesus speaking to his disciples. He had already been raised from the dead. Thus it is written that, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations beginning in Jerusalem. So Jesus said, it was necessary for me to die and rise again. And he said, you need to preach that to all the nations. Because he said, and you are witnesses of these things. And then he said, behold. Always when you see the word behold in the Bible, pay attention. Behold, it's like an attempt to arrest your attention to show you something remarkable. Behold, I send the promise of my Father, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, upon you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Some translations say until you are clothed with power. So Jesus said, you have to go preach into all the world what you've just seen. But before you do that, in order to be an effective witness for me, you need power. You need power. Nothing's changed. He's the same yesterday, same forever. Nothing's changed. If we want to be effective witnesses for Jesus, we need power. And so they went into the upper room. You guys know the story in Acts 2, and the power of God fell the day of Pentecost, and they all received power. And they went and they started to change the world. But they didn't do it. They didn't just preach with just the information. They preached with power. Oftentimes, preaching wasn't working, so they'd get somebody healed or whatever, and then the whole towns would come to Christ. Because the reason for the power of God, the reasons for signs and wonders is to point people to Jesus. It's not so that we can be awesome and feel good about ourselves, because it's not our power, it's his power, but it's to point to Jesus. That's why there's miracle power of God. I remember when I got filled with the Holy Spirit. A lot of you guys know this story, but my wife and I heard that Pastor Jurgen was preaching somewhere, and we heard that he was powerful. So we went into this building. It was about 75 people into this church. We didn't even know what the church was or what was happening. We just heard that there was going to be power in the house. So we walk into this room. There's about 75 people in this church service. And we realize as we're walking in that we're the oldest people there. So we're like, wait, this isn't like a normal church service. What is this? It was a youth conference. And so as we're walking in, we realize that. So we kind of start walking back. But right then, Pastor Jurgen, how many people know Pastor Jurgen is just so outgoing and so loving and so inclusive? He turns around and says, John and Becky, come on up. And so we're like, all right, so we're stuck. So he had to sit in the front row. I never sat in the front row before. So exposing. I'm thinking to myself, man, is he going to see my sin, you know? I've never been in the front row. So I sat in the front row, and it was exciting, you know. And my wife and I grew up Baptist, so we didn't experience the power of God ever. We didn't even know about it. We didn't really know about the Holy Spirit, whatever. And so my wife was like, we're not going to C3 Church. That place is a little bit crazy. And but I really wanted to go because I was hungry for power already, and I just wanted to do it. And so after the service, Pastor Andrew and the team is playing a song, and Pastor Jurgen turns to my wife and starts praying for her. He starts prophesying over, and I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, oh, come on, Pastor Jurgen, drop her right now on the floor. Come on. Power. Come on, hit her. And it was a good word, but she didn't hit the floor. But then he comes over to me. And I had been asking him, like, man, I want to get baptized in the Holy Spirit. How does it happen? What do I do? What do I do? And he came over to me finally, and he touched my chest and started to pray for me. And the second he touched my chest, I felt electricity go through my body. I felt like this overwhelming, like, power come on me. And so I started kind of going like this. And I'm doing this thing, and I'm trying to fight to stand up because I'm thinking, man, if I fall, my wife's never going to let me come to C3. It's like weird stuff. So I'm like, I'm going like this. And then eventually he says, and baptize him in the Holy Spirit and power. And then I fell. I went down to the floor and I started to speak in tongues. And almost like immediately I was like, because I'm thinking, man, if she hears me speaking in tongues, I'm never going to be able to go to C3. So I get up as quick as I can. I stand up and I'm still a little woozy. Woo-hoo, you know, praise God. And we're singing the song. And then afterwards, she tells me, she's like, why didn't you just go down? You look like an idiot. If I'd have known that, I would have just, you know, I'd still be down there speaking in tongues. And it doesn't always, it's not always that dramatic when you get baptized in the Holy Spirit, but it's pretty powerful. But the power of God is for everybody. It's for everybody. When Peter and John went to the Gate Beautiful and they raised the lame man up, I love what it says in Acts 3, let's start in verse 4. It says, and fixing his eyes on him, on the lame man, with John, Peter said, look at us. So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, say, I do have. I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And Peter reached down with his right hand, pulled the man up, and he started jumping, leaping, and praising God. And they go into the synagogue, and everybody knows that's the lame man, lame for 40 years, but healed in a moment. The reason he was healed in a moment is because that's Acts 2 or Acts 3. In Acts 2, he got filled with power. He got filled with power. He became his own power generating station, and he released power into this man, and he got up and he got healed. It was incredible. But he would have never been able to see that lame man healed if he didn't step out, if he didn't take that step. You can't walk on water unless you take a step. You can't heal the sick unless you lay hands. You can't prophesy unless you begin to speak. We have to be a church that is not afraid to step out so that we can see the power of God flow into our life. But I love what Peter says because he says, what I do have, not what the Pharisees and the religious people and the pastors and the missionaries and the evangelists have, but what I have. Because as soon as you get filled with power, you all of a sudden have something. You have something to give. You don't have to be a pastor and a leader. You don't have to be a Christian for 40 years. All you have to do is have to receive power. And once you receive power, you can say, I have something to give. And now you can operate in power. You don't even have to be prayed up because the Holy Ghost never leaves you. He's always with you. I think sometimes people walk by opportunities to see people get healed or set free because they're worried they didn't go to church enough that month or read the Bible enough that day or pray enough that morning. Let's not give away opportunities because we feel insignificant or insecure about who we are, because it's not us anyways. It's the Holy Ghost in us that's coming out of us. Last passage of Scripture, and then we're gonna pray. John 1:1-5 says, in the beginning was the Word, Jesus, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the Word was Jesus. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Later it says in that passage of Scripture, it says, Jesus was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was that was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. The darkness did not comprehend it. It wasn't able or capable of handling it. It didn't have the capacity to deal with it. It was overwhelmed by it. So in the beginning was Jesus, and then he came into earth and dwelt among us. But the Bible says that he was life and that he was the light of men. In other words, when Jesus comes into your life, the light turns on. All of a sudden you become awakened to a whole new life, to a whole new world. So the light, so he was life, and then he was the light of men. In Matthew 5, Jesus speaking says, you are the light of the world, meaning you and you and you. And he says, let your light so shine that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So in other words, Jesus was the light, and then he passed the baton to you and I because he had to go to heaven for a little bit. He's coming back, but he had to go for a little bit. So he passes the baton, the torch, to you and I, and he says, now you are the light of the world. Let your light so shine. And just like darkness could not handle the light in the beginning, darkness still can't handle the light right now because you are the light. Darkness still doesn't have the capacity to deal with you. It still doesn't have the idea on how to deal with the light because you are the light of the world. You are filled with power. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You have been given authority over all the powers of the devil, and nothing by shall any means hurt you. The devil can't handle you. Sickness can't comprehend you. Demons can't stay on people when you tell them to leave. Come on, this is a powerhouse. Come on, if you believe that, give Jesus some praise. Come on, he deserves it. Oh, oh. Darkness does not have the capability to deal with you once you let your light so shine. We are walking signs and wonders into the world. That's who we are. That's what we do. That's what we do. I want to pray for a few people tonight. I want to ask the Tuggles, the Robbins, the Fullers, the Hundleys to come up. I want to pray for these guys. I'm going to pray for some people that are sick. You guys can come up on stage if you want, if you can. Can you come up on stage or no? Oh, no, you stay right there. You're pregnant. You guys are so nice. You're all staying on the floor for the Rennie. In case you didn't know, these guys are our service leaders for Central Campus. The Hundleys lead the 8:30. The Fullers lead the 10. The Robbins the 12. And the Tuggles the 5. And I just felt today that I just wanted to encourage you guys. And just pray for fresh oil, because I know that you guys are slugging it out. I know that you guys are going for it. You're all doing multiple things in the church. And y'all have family lives. Y'all have kids. Y'all are spending your own money to do the things that we've asked you to do and that Pastor Jurgen has asked us to do. And I just felt the Lord say that he's going to begin to reward you. The Bible says that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I just felt to encourage you guys today that God is with you, that God is for you, that God sees what you do, not just on the stage. He sees all the stuff you do. He sees the struggles that you have. He hears the prayers in the rooms when you're facing struggle. He sees it and he hears it. And anything that he hears, he responds to. And he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I just declare over each and every one of you a new level of discernment, a new level of power, a new level of the anointing. Father, right now, come on, let's stretch out our hands towards these guys. Father, right now, I just release the power of God over these people. In Jesus' name, Father, touch Kenny. In Jesus' name, touch him with power. Touch his beautiful bride. Oh, my gosh, I just see fresh oil coming on you, Ash. It's a new day. It's a new day. Fresh oil. Come upon your daughter. Fresh oil on the Rennie. Thank you, God, that you're raising her up to be a powerhouse, prophetic voice. You're such a great pastor, Loren. You're such a great leader. Father, I thank you for fresh oil on your daughter. Thank you for a healthy little champion. Father, I thank you for this champion right here. Lord, I thank you for Pastor Matt. I thank you, God, that you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. Father, right now, I pray for increase. I pray for blessing. I pray for favor of God. Power flows through his life in Jesus' name. Touch him, God. Father, I thank you for Lisa. God, I thank you for this powerhouse woman of God. Lord, fill her afresh tonight. Fresh tonight, God, in Jesus' name. Release. Jesus, thank you for Michael Hundley, God. I thank you for this powerhouse man of God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. Michael, I just feel the anointing of God coming on you afresh right now. New levels of power and authority. You're going to find yourself operating in new levels. You're going to find freedom when you speak to people. I love the word that Kenny had for you. You're going to bring people together. And you're going to set them free in Jesus' name. By the power of God in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for the Fullers. Mighty, mighty woman of God. Just watching you guys lead today, I felt so encouraged. You guys are such great leaders. But I'm just declaring over you right now new levels of power, new levels of influence, both in the kingdom and in the marketplace. Father, I thank you right now for fresh oil. Come upon your daughter in Jesus' name. Father, touch her life. Touch her afresh, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for Pastor Charles. Emerge men leader, powerhouse. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you put dreams in his heart. You've put dreams in his heart, Lord, to see thousands of men come to know you, God, operating in power. Father, touch your son in Jesus' name. God, I thank you that you're taking him to a whole new level, whole new level, whole new level. Come on, let's give God some praise. Give me 10 more minutes, guys. Give me 10 more minutes. I want to pray for some other, but I want to pray for the college leaders. Where are the college leaders at? Come on, college people. Do we have any college leaders? Come on, Kenny. Get up here. Come on, our youth has been experiencing revival, but I'm telling you, college is about to blow up. The colleges are about to blow up. Why don't you guys come up here? Why don't you come up here so everyone can see you? Why don't you guys come up here? Come on, these guys are about to invade colleges all over San Diego. And they're about to preach the good news. They're about to help bring people. College is the time when most Christians backslide. We need a college ministry here at C3 San Diego. And we've built a foundation. But I really believe that this year is the year. This is the time. This is your time to take ground for colleges in San Diego. And we're going to do everything we can to help you. But I'm telling you, you guys are going to lead the charge. You guys are going to come up with ideas. You guys are going to redefine the way we reach college students. You guys are going to connect with people. You're going to see so many miracles. People's hearts coming back to Christ. People that maybe have left families and their parents have just kind of left them and they don't know what to do. They're going to come into this house and they're going to find family. They're going to find real family. And they're going to get healed. They're going to get set free. The power of God is going to flow. You're going to find that in your connect groups that there's going to be an anointing for healings and miracles. You're going to begin to prophesy over people. I'm telling you, lift your hands to heaven. Father, I thank you right now for the power of God. Holy Ghost, touch. Touch in Jesus' name with power in Jesus' name. God, right now, power of God flows right into this young lady right into Point Loma University in Jesus' name, Father, like they've never seen before. I declare an awakening at Point Loma to the power of God, to the presence of God in Jesus' name right now through this mighty woman in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for this man, man of God, man of God, man of God. Lord, I thank you for the boldness on this guy. Lord, I thank you for the leadership on this guy. And I just see fresh oil coming on you, Kenny, in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, right now. Fresh oil, let it flow. Power goes into his life in Jesus' name. God, right now, the Australian wonder. Lord, I thank you for this mighty man of God. Lord, I thank you that he came here to build. He didn't come here to watch and to spectate. He came here to build. Father, I thank you that the anointing of God falls on his life. Increase, increase, increase. Power goes into his life right now in Jesus' name. Fresh oil, fresh oil, fresh oil. Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for this mighty woman of God. Lord, touch her life. God, I thank you right now. Wisdom. I see wisdom all over you, Tia. I see wisdom, 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 wisdom. You're going to find ways in. You're going to find ways to gather college students. And you're going to see breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough because of your ideas, because of your innovations, because of your ability to connect, because of your faithfulness. Right now, let the power of God, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. Fresh oil on your daughter in Jesus' name. Touch your daughter. Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for this mighty man. Lord, touch his life with power. God, I thank you for new ideas. God, I thank you for the ability, Lord, to gather students, Lord, to penetrate colleges all over our city. God, I thank you right now. Lord, I thank you for faithfulness, faithfulness of this mighty man. That's what I hear for you. Faithfulness, faithfulness, faithfulness. God, God rewards faithfulness. Jesus said, because you are faithful with what I gave you, I will make you ruler over 10 cities. Father, right now, make him rule. Father, increase his capacity, increase his territory, increase the blessing of God over his life. In Jesus' name, power flows right through, right through, right through, right through. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for this mighty man. Lord, I thank you for influence. God, I thank you for the blessing of God. Lord, I thank you. I just see influence on your life, sir. I see you reaching into colleges and people coming because they see you as an influencer. I see you taking ground in Jesus' name, making connections that most people would have just dreamed of. But I see you finding a way in. And it's not like you're going to have to work extra hard. They're going to find you. Father, I thank you for fresh oil on this mighty man in Jesus' name. Father, touch him. Touch him in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on. Let's give it up for our college. Awesome college students, college leaders. Thanks, guys. You're looking good. You're looking good. You're looking good. Jordan, the power of God is on you. Isaac said it. The power of God is on you, sir. When I looked back, I saw you. And during worship, the power of God is on you. You are an influencer. You are assigned by God to reach people, to bring people to Christ, to touch their lives. You are a man of God, sir. I haven't seen you in a little bit, but you're a man of God. This is your family, sir. It's your family. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Man. Now, Max, the power of God is on you guys. Teresa, what a word this morning, young lady. The power of God's on you. The power of God is on you. The power of ministry, you guys have ministry all over your life. But it's going to be ministry and marketplace, ministry and marketplace. You're going to see people come to Christ through your business. Because of your level of service and commitment to God and to people, you're going to see people coming to Christ. You're going to see miracles in houses. Literally, while I see you walking into houses, showing houses and prophesying over the buyers or the sellers, whoever you're representing, and praying over the houses as people move in and just declaring the blessing of God and people experiencing miracles because of the presence that you guys carry in the marketplace. And you guys are ministers in the house of God. Father, I thank you for fresh oil on the Max. Lord, touch their life. Father, I declare increase and favor in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. We got a few more minutes. I want to pray for Pastor Summer. I want to pray for Pastor Dorothy. I want to pray for Naomi. I love Naomi. Obi-Wan Naomi. I'll let you guys stay down there, I guess. But I just, looking down and at you guys, Just see the blessing and the favor of God on all of you. And Dorothy, I just see a new season for you that you're about to step into. You're so diligent. You're such a woman of God. You're such a great Christian. Like, honestly, you're one of the most phenomenal women I've ever met. You work so hard. And God sees the work that you've put in. He sees it. He sees all of the time that you've actually sought after him. and that you've pressed in and the things that you've sacrificed to be in ministry. She's not just a pastor, she's a doctor. But God is going to use that in ministry. And you had dreams as a young girl to penetrate the marketplace, but God is going to use that. He's going to use it to penetrate in ministry, to save lives, to bring people from eternity without Jesus to eternity with Jesus. And it's going to be because of your hard work, because of your innovation, because of your faithfulness. Father, I declare right now, fresh oil on your daughter. In Jesus' name, here it comes. Power of God's coming on your life right now. Power flows into your life. Thank you, God, for refreshing for Dr. Pastor Dorothy. Father, and I thank you for Obi-Wan Naomi. Naomi's been here since day one. She's a great woman of God. She's a pillar in the house. She's anointed. She's powerful. She's a servant of God. She feeds homeless every single week. She's spent so much money sowing into people that could never repay her. And God honors that. The Bible says God honors those kind of people. So, Naomi, we just love you. I just pray right now for the blessing of God. There it is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Power of God just flows right through, refreshing. Pastor Summer, one of my favorite people on the whole planet. I love Pastor Summer. Little baby John in there. I love it. So honored. But if it wasn't for Pastor Summer and Pastor Mark coming over to San Diego, I don't know where I'd be today. It was Pastor Summer that had to leave family, great church. But she felt a call of God in San Diego to follow and be with Pastor Jurgen and Leanne and help build this church. She's been faithful in every area of our church. She's pretty much had every job that we've ever had in our church. And she's done everything faithfully and she's done everything excellently. And now she runs our events and they've gone to a whole new level. I know, because I used to be the events guy. Praise the Lord, I'm not anymore. But she makes it look easy. And I don't understand how you do it, Summer, only to say that you're a gift from God. Father, I thank you that you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. Father, I thank you for this great family, beautiful little girls, and another one to come. Lord, I thank you for the miracles that you're doing in our life, the healings that you're doing in her life, the healings that you've already done in her life. And Father, I thank you that you're not done with her. You're not done with the healing power that's going to flow into her. In Jesus' name, I break every chain. I break every assignment of the enemy against you and your family. In Jesus' name, I break your power and I release healing. In Jesus' name, right through your body, right through. Power flows into your life in Jesus' name. Healing power of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want you to... I'm telling you, there's a great anointing. If you need prayer, I'm gonna have the ministry team come up, and especially if you're feeling sick, if you have pain in your body, I'm telling you, the power of the Lord is here to heal you tonight. So the worship team is gonna sing a song, and the ministry team is gonna come forward. If you need a miracle in your life, maybe you need an emotional miracle, maybe you're carrying something. The Bible says, cast your cares on the Lord. But sometimes it's good to get a little bit of prayer. So while the worship team sings a song, why don't you come forward and let the team pray for you, and we're going to see miracles. I'm telling you, this is a powerhouse, and the power of God is going to continue to be released right now in Jesus' name.
Thank you so much for joining us online. We hope you had a powerful experience. We want to take this time to personally help you navigate the next steps in becoming connected. If you made a decision for Christ today, need prayer, or want more information about our church, go to our website, c3sandiego.com. And if you didn't get a chance to give online during service and would like to contribute financially, you can go to c3give.com and click on the giving option that works best for you. We look forward to hearing from you. See you at church.